Welcome to the far side of the world, not because I just started as a PhD student in Copenhagen, but because my subject actually lives in New Zealand and Australia. So, Hyperoma is a Passerine genus. It's flightless, and the two specimens you can see here are almost a half centimeter, respective 1.5 centimeter long. The characteristic thing that also appears in the description is that the eyes are located on the dorsal side of the head. But they are really restricted to Australia and New Zealand, including Tasmania, of course. They're living in mosses and litter in forested areas, basically. The taxonomic history is a bit more complicated, as Forel originally described two genera in the same publication, Hyperoma and Suniopsis, but there are strong indications that the two genera are actually congeneric. So from now on, when I say Hyperoma, it's meant as sensu lato. The descriptions are from end of 19th century to start of 20th century. So they are basically outdated, as they don't include genital studies and so on. And there are some type series which obviously contain different species. So far we know a bit more than 6,000 Passerine species worldwide, 229 from Australia and 31 from New Zealand. There are 29 species of Hyperoma described, sensu lato, 19 Australian, 10 from New Zealand. But after having a look at new material, we sorted it into about 125 morpho species, about 100 from Australia and a bit less, of course, from New Zealand. And there's still more to come. So obviously there's a need to group some of the species of these huge genus into groups, preferably reflecting the true phylogeny, and to ascertain if it is a monophylum at all. There's some biogeographic complexity added, as New Zealand and Australia share a common history. The special thing about New Zealand's fauna is that it has an incredibly high portion of endemism. For example, there are 95% of the insects actually endemics. And many higher taxa show austral disjunction, so more or less galvanic distribution. So there are two hypotheses for this origin. Either it's dispersal, which would assume that there is some dispersal ability and result in geographically close areas also being related in their faunal and cladistics relationships. The other hypothesis would be vicariance, drifting with the plates, basically, which would have as a condition that there's a minimum age of the taxon, and the cladistic relationships would reflect the sequence of the separation of the land masses. It might also be a combination of both. Why not? Hyperoma, and in fact also Passerines, have a certain potential to answer some questions, or at least to provide some hints, because Hyperoma is geographically restricted to Australia and New Zealand. Why doesn't it occur on other galvanic land masses? They are, nevertheless, supposedly closely related taxa in southern South America and New Caledonia. Furthermore, Hyperoma is supposed to be a member of a rather basal clade in Passerines, but there are some other, more modern Passerines also occurring in New Zealand. So there's a potential that two patterns are occurring in the same subfamily. So we started a preliminary analysis to see what's the phylogenetic pattern and to explore if it is a useful project at all. So we took about 36% of the morpho species, distributed according to their habitat, of course. The two type species, so Hyperoma lacertinum and Suniopsis singularis. Three outgroup taxa, Decax, Macrodecax, and Baryopsis. And 134 characters, of which you can see some assorted pictures of the more placative ones. Of course, where there are characters, there are problems, and the old things like homology of structures and how to code shapes, but also how to code continual characters. It cannot be ascertained that the kind of jumps you can see in this spreadsheet are not artificial ones. So in coding more taxa, these might just disappear. But finally, we got some kind of tree, which actually shows that yes, so far it seems to be monophyletic, and the two type species are reasonably embedded. Regarding biogeography, New Zealandian morpho species pop up somewhere in the Australian clades. And there's a nice, kind of condensed clade of New Zealandian species. Unfortunately, it's not that easy, as they are more embedded in further derived Australian clades. So it's really dependent on how we date this tree, if there's a potential for vicariance, or if it's all dispersal, or well, whatever. And we will also expand the taxon sample to other patterns to see what are the real relationships of Hyperoma. So the first thing that's coming up is, of course, the revision of Hyperoma. And then we will try to put together some calibrated phylogeny, combining morphology, molecules, and dating the nodes using fossils. There are lots of people and institutions, organizations involved in that. We want to thank them all, but also thank you for listening.